Good afternoon. The Alberta Clipper that brought snow to the region before sunrise this morning is still moving through interior New York and New England early this afternoon. Snow has persisted and become steady, and at times even a few heavier bursts across parts of the region. As a result, we'll carry some snow through the early to mid part of the afternoon, perhaps mixing with a little bit of sleet or rain in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and Connecticut Valley through the middle of the afternoon and toward evening as the storm system departs. Overall, the snow will tend to wind down as we get deeper into the afternoon and certainly toward evening. However, storm totals will be from 2 to 5 inches across a large part of interior New York and New England, with areas closer to the Canadian border receiving less snow further away from the storm track. And locations in the valleys south of I-90 will probably see more in the way of 2 to 3 inches of snow before things wind down. As the storm pulls off the eastern seaboard, we'll see temperatures drop off from the 20s into the teens overnight tonight as skies gradually clear out. Tomorrow, high pressure will build into the region and we'll have a return to sunshine. However, it will be blustery and quite cold once again for this time of year, as temperatures will only recover back into the lower to middle 30s. On Wednesday, that high will remain in place for the morning hours with some sunshine. However, the next system will begin to make an approach and clouds will increase on Wednesday afternoon, even as temperatures climb into the lower 40s. That storm system will evolve out of the middle of the country and work its way down the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast, and we may have a little mixture of sleet, snow, and rain late Wednesday night and Thursday morning before even milder air works its way in for Thursday during the day as the storm system draws closer. So we'll look for cloudy skies with rain likely during the daylight hours on Thursday as temperatures reach into the lower 50s. Behind this system, another shot of cold air coming in on Friday with rain and snow showers, lower 40s, 30s again on Saturday with a few snow showers and a gusty wind, and a mix of sun and clouds and remaining well below normal on Sunday with highs only back into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and snow are expected from the Pacific Northwest to the northern Intermountain West today as a cold front passes through the region. Warm weather will allow rain to fall initially ahead of the cold front across the Intermountain West, and even a few thunderstorms are possible. As the front passes, snow levels will decrease by late this afternoon, and rain will gradually change to snow for many locations by tonight. The system will move into the central and northern plains tonight, with precipitation reaching the upper Midwest by tomorrow morning. Wintry precipitation will fall on Tuesday from portions of the upper Midwest to the upper Great Lakes, including snow as well as some areas of sleet and freezing rain. With this system moving through, a high wind watch has been issued for the northern Rockies for wind gusts possibly reaching up to 70 miles per hour. And behind the storm here in the east, unseasonably cold air will move back into the region. Freeze watches and warnings have been issued for the next couple of nights for the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 1 at Marquette, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain, temperatures in the 40s, Boston, snow, 3 to 5 inches in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, light snow and freezing drizzle with temperatures in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33, the record high, 79, set in 1950, and the record low, 14, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening 7:25 p.m., 11 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with some light snow or snow showers, especially closer to Lake George, closer to the Canadian border, generally dry with temperatures in the lower 30s. Skies clearing out tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light rain and snow showers winding down through the afternoon with temperatures in the 30s to around 40. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow winding down as snow showers this afternoon, an additional couple of inches accumulation possible before the end of the day, and temperatures topping out in the upper 20s to around 30. Cloudy skies this evening, clearing overnight tonight with lows in the teens to around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies with light snow winding down through the afternoon, perhaps even some rain showers with additional 2 inches or so accumulation in these spots, temperatures holding in the middle and upper 20s. Cloudy skies this evening, clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow tapering off to snow showers through the afternoon, another inch or two possible by the end of the day, with temperatures holding in the middle and upper 20s. Cloudy skies this evening, clearing overnight tonight, with lows back into the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold for this time of year, lower to mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Wednesday, lower 40s. Rain likely on Thursday, lower 50s. Breezy and cool, scattered rain and snow showers Friday, lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold Saturday with a few snow showers, upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds, cold on Sunday with high temperatures staying in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.